Now, as the threat of Takfiri militants is spreading around the Middle East and far beyond, a group of Jordanian lawmakers have asked the kingdom to stay out of any war against ISIL. In a letter to the House Speaker, 21 lawmakers say they categorically reject any Jordanian contribution in a battle against ISIL. The move comes as Jordan's King Abdullah is to attend a NATO summit along with Western leaders in Newport, Wales on Thursday. U.S. President Barack Obama called for an international front against the terrorist group ahead of the meeting. Over the past few years, Jordan has been accused of providing a base to extremist militants, including ISIL, for training. To discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, who is a writer and political commentator, and he's now joining us on the line from New York. Now, Mr. Al-Omari, how do you react to this? It does strike one as a bit odd that Jordan would not be willing to join people in fighting or other countries in fighting against ISIL, wouldn't it?
Well, the Jordanian MPs are afraid that the Jordanian regime has aligned itself with America's foreign policy unquestioningly. And therefore, they fear that the kingdom will be dragged into a war in Iraq and probably in Syria as a proxy agent. And there is fear in Jordan that the region as a whole is headed towards violence that has no purpose. So there is fear that the king is aligning himself with the wishes of the American administration without any apparent interest for Jordan in this venture.
But is it not, in a sense, Mr. Al-Omari, time for Jordan to make some reparations, considering there have been many accusations that it has supported many insurgent groups in Syria? It's even supported ISIL, for example. There are many accusations about it providing even training and funding for ISIL.
Well, of course, they will never admit, and probably the same elements will never admit that they have trained in Jordan to move into Syria or Iraq. To be with ISIS, they probably, they give the training or they get access to Syria through Jordan with the knowledge of the Jordanian regime, without necessarily, saying that they are going to join ISIS. The kingdom, was involved in providing all kinds of militants, probably with the permission and permission of the regime, but now ISIS is viewed as a true threat to the regime itself, as we have seen, what they did in Syria and Iraq.
All right, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate your opinions. That was Mr. Nasir Al-Omari speaking to us live on the line from New York.